Hello, church family. It's good to be with you again. And today we will be looking again into God's Word. This time we will be taking a look at Psalm 30. So let's read the 12 verses of the Psalm together. A Psalm, a song for the dedication of the temple of David. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down into the pit. Sing to the Lord, you saints of his. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. O Lord, when you favored me, you made my mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I called. To the Lord I cried for mercy. What gain is there in my destruction, in my going down into the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. Now we see in the title of the psalm that it is a song of David, sung for the dedication of the temple. Now, it was customary for the Jews to dedicate their houses to the Lord. And there's actually an interesting reference to this in Deuteronomy 20, verse 5, which you can read. But there is some debate as to whether this title refers to when David built an altar to the Lord in 1 Chronicles 21, verse 18, which would actually be the site of the future temple, or if this was the actual palace of David, his house, or whether it was a foreshadowing of the dedication of the temple, which would still be built by Solomon, or whether the psalm was sung at the dedication of the temple using David's words, and the title was then added afterwards. But in any event, we see here that this is a psalm of praise. And the reason for that praise is that the Lord has delivered him from the depths, from the grave, from the pit. He mentions it several times. David was in a deep, dark place, but he cried to the Lord and God delivered him. So I want us to look at the reason that David found himself in that position. It was actually his own fault, his own sin that put him there. Look at verses 6 and 7. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. O Lord, when you favored me, you made my mountain stand firm, but when you hid your face, I was dismayed. So we see here the sin of pride and arrogance, that when things were going well, David felt secure, and he pegged that security on his favorable circumstances. His hope, his security was based on his circumstances, on his possessions, and state in life. There are several circumstances from his life that could be in view here, but one such possibility which seems likely is from 1 Chronicles 21. David has enjoyed victories over the Philistines, and now he decides to make a census of Israel. He wants to know how big his army is, how many soldiers he has amassed. And he's even warned that it is sinful to do so, but he carries on anyway. He forgot that all these things were given him from the Lord. And you might say, well, it was just a census. But no, it was deep pride and self-security. Now, friends, we must test ourselves to see whether this is the state of our own hearts today, even if in a subtle way. Do our security and hope actually reside in our circumstances? Perhaps your job is going well. Your income is growing. You are happy and feel safe in your house, your car, your friends, the school your children attend, your marks, the degree you are studying, your savings and investments, your health is reasonable, it's all in place, you're on the right track in life, things are going well, you've added it up, the numbers look good, your spreadsheet looks favorable, you are secure. I am secure. I won't be shaken. The inverse can also be true, though. You might say, I have none of those things. I wish I did, but I don't. Well, the problem is really the same, isn't it? By longing for them, you may still be looking for security in those things. But they can't offer security. They are a gift from God and can be taken away in an instant. David says in verse 7, but when you hid your face, I was dismayed. God can take it away in an instant. He cut down those numbers David had counted. In 3 days, 70,000 men of Israel fell. And it's only because God relented that it wasn't more. Perhaps that is what God is doing in these times. Perhaps He is showing us how insecure so much of what we have really is. Are our lives built on sand? Spurgeon says, when God's children prosper one way, they are generally tried another, for few of us can bear unmingled prosperity. Even the joys of hope need to be mixed with the pains of experience, and the more surely so when comfort breeds carnal security and self-confidence. Friends, I think we need to test ourselves in this today. Think about it deeply and seriously. And if so, we must repent. David did. He felt the consequences. He felt the shame and guilt for his actions. That's why he said he was in the pit. But he repented and cried to the Lord for help. Verse 2, he says, I called to you for help. Verse 8, to you, O Lord, I called. To the Lord I cried for mercy. Verse 10, hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my help. So if this is true of us, let us repent today to the Lord and pray to the Lord and cry out for mercy. And God is so merciful and He delivers us. David mentions it. Verse 1, you lifted me out of the depths. Verse 2, you healed me. Verse 3, you brought me up from the grave, you spared me. Verse 5, his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Rejoicing comes in the morning. Verse 11, you turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth, clothed me with joy. God will heal us of the spiritual pride. Let us come to him, to the actual source of security, to the unchanging one. Perhaps that is the lesson for me and for you, to come out of this lockdown one day and say, I had so many of my foundations rocked and shattered, but now I rest secure on the true rock. My security is in God alone. And we can give the Lord the praise that is due his name, like David. I will exalt you, O Lord. Sing to the Lord, you saints of his. Praise his holy name. My heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. Everything we have is from him, our houses, temples, palaces, and we must dedicate them to the Lord as such. And that's why the temple could be dedicated with these words from this psalm, acknowledging God's deliverance and goodness. So let's do that today, friends. Let's repent of pride where it is present. Let us thank God for his mercy and great provision. Let us dedicate our homes and all we have and all we are to him. Let us praise him, the great giver and provider for all we have, great or small, and rest secure in him. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, won't you forgive us where we have been full of pride and looked at our accomplishments and patted ourselves on the back and said, look at what we have achieved. Thank you, Lord, that you lift us out of that place. Lord, our security can't be found in any country or government or any other circumstance, but may we find our salvation and security in you alone. Lord Jesus, thank you for purchasing that for us on the cross. And may we carry that thanks, that eternal security, that praise with us this day and always. In Jesus' name, amen.